This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time featuring Tom Blumbein, who attends Gloria Day Lutheran Church in Crest Hills, Lakeside Park, Kentucky. He's an artist. He says, "There's never been a time in my life when I wasn't talking to Jesus every day. I was reared Christian in the Methodist tradition, so it's always been a part of my life. And to me, it makes no sense at all to breathe in and breathe out and think that there's nothing beyond that. There's something so powerful beyond it all." For 32 years, I did commercial work for the Kroger Company, illustrating their food in advertisements. It would take me out of town 2 to 3 weeks every month, so the church was our family's landing spot. It kept the family glued together in those years, and we met a lot of our dearest friends there. In 2002, I became a full-time oil painter, in large part to the advice of my dear wife. I'm a signature member of Oil Painters of America and the American Impressionist Society. I've taught workshops in Italy, France, and all around the U.S., and thanks to the Lord, I get to have a lot of fun doing what I love. God has brought me a lot of good teachers throughout the years. One is an artist I met some 20 years ago. He would lay his hands on a blank canvas and pray, and I do that now too, and I ask God to give me what I need to make something out of this canvas. It should all be done to glorify God. It's a good way to live, to know that we are partnered. That's what's nice about being a Christian, too. You never feel alone, and I feel the Spirit all the time, and I see God in all things and in all people. I'm inspired by nature, and I love being out in nature. I love the Smoky Mountains as much as any place on earth. Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited U.S. national park and one of the only ones that doesn't charge admission. You get up into those mountains and you are around cascading waterfalls and you take a deep breath and those negatively charged ions just light you up. You could just feel God. Growing up, I struggled through all 12 years of public schools, and I was always falling behind because I just couldn't keep up with reading assignments. I didn't know why, but I was diagnosed with dyslexia in 1982. I was working for Kroger at the time and was living in complete fear that I'd be called upon to read something at a board meeting or something, and I found a psychologist to talk to, and after my first session he told me I was dyslexic. I just wish I would have known that earlier and that there was a name for it. I have a specialty called legacy art, where I create paintings to mark a person's legacy. I actually dial into a person's personal history by interviewing them so I can find out where they're at spiritually, professionally, socially, and within family. And then I create a landscape painting that radiates that energy. It's done on a limited basis because there are only so many people who are willing to open themselves up for something like that. I'm a Lutheran because I see being Lutheran as an adventure. Being a champion of good, trying to do the right thing whenever possible, and being able to think clearly. When I take the bread and wine, it's a healing experience. I feel the community of my brothers and sisters together in that moment, and that community we have in the Lord is the most precious gift we have.